just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yes, boss.
Casablanca. Don't you just tear up when Bogart says, play it again, Sam? The problem is, he didn't say that. Not just then. Nowhere in the whole movie, in fact, does he say it. Nor, sadly, did Sherlock Holmes ever say, elementary, my dear Watson. Nor did Captain Kirk ever utter the words, beam me up, Scotty. Well, now it turns out that the oft-quoted Winston Churchill has oft been misquoted, too. Christoph Drosser writes for the German newspaper Die Zeit. He checked out some popular sayings that his fellow Germans attribute to Winston Churchill, for example.
The only statistics you can trust are those you falsified yourself. I don't know if you ever heard that.
No, I haven't heard it, but I like it quite a bit. Can you give me another one?
The other one is when he was asked about his longevity. I mean, you know, he got pretty old, though he didn't live very healthy in the end. And he said, first of all, no sports. And both of these, if you go out on the street and ask Germans about this quote, well, they say, of course, that was Winston Churchill. And if you go to England and ask people about it, they probably won't know it. And that's an interesting thing to research.
And this is what you did, in fact, research. What did your investigation unearth?
Well, about the sports thing, basically what I could find out that before the war, so in his younger years, Winston Churchill was actually a real athlete. He did all kinds of sports at the elite school he went to, like cricket, polo, all your British sports that come to mind. And a real quote of him is, no hour that you spend in the saddle is wasted. So probably the Germans really got a picture from Churchill only after the war, this sort of like obese guy with his whiskey glass and a cigar.
Now, how about the other one, yeah. The one where he supposedly said, I don't trust any statistics, I haven't falsified myself.
Yes, this was kind of a slam against Churchill, right? There was a real PR war going on between Germany and Britain during the Second World War. And there was a real order from the government to portray the British and especially Churchill as a liar in the press. So I think that's how this image of Churchill, the guy who fakes statistics and falsifies numbers, got into the public image in Germany.
When you came out with the news for your fellow Germans that Winston Churchill really may not have uttered these lines that everybody knows by heart, what was the reaction?
Well, of course, astonishment. It's always if someone had believed something for a long time. But I don't think I can do away with it. These things are so strong. They stick and they get quoted in a political commentary because no one bothers to look up if that was original. And then you can't fight this. It will stick once it's out.
Yeah, you can't say, you know, he never really said that. You know, that makes you kind of...
No, and with other quotes, it's the same. It's, I can't prove that they haven't said this. It's just not documented. And it even, you know, even if you speak to people who have all the speeches and know the biography, so it's highly improbable that it's original. But many of these quotes that you find in books are not true, but you're like well invented.
Yes,
you know, it fits to the image that you have of that personality, and so that's what people like.
All right. Well,
exactly.
Thank you for getting at the bottom of this, Christoph.
Okay, you're welcome.
Christoph Drosser writes for the German newspaper Die Zeit.